Assalamu alaikum. I am Muhammad Inqad from Bangladesh. If there is no contradiction in the glorious Quran, then why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 48, say that He will forgive every sin except for shirk? But in Surah Az-Zumur, chapter number 39, verse number 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He will forgive every sin. I am confused. Please help me. No two verses of the glorious Quran will contradict with each other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِي اخْتِلَافٍ كَثِيرًا. Do they not consider the glorious Quran with care? Had it been from anyone besides Allah, they would have found in it numerous contradictions. No two verses of the glorious Quran will ever contradict with each other. Certain people, they may think that certain verses of the glorious Quran are contradicting with each other. And this is because of their lack of understanding, or because they misunderstand the verses of the glorious Quran. The glorious Quran, it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is free from errors. It is free from contradictions. Now, as far as the verse of the glorious Quran that you mentioned from Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 48, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمِنْ يَشَاءَ. That if Allah pleases, He may forgive any sin, but the sin of shirk He will not forgive. And a similar message is also mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 116. In this verse of the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Him, that if He pleases, He may forgive any sin except for the sin of shirk. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He may forgive any sin except for the sin of shirk. So if a person dies in the state of disbelief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive this sin. But besides this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He pleases, He may forgive any sin. Whereas in Surah Az-Zumur, chapter number 39, verse number 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Say, O my servants who have transgressed against your souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. In this verse of the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that He will forgive any sin as long as a person truly repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether the sin may be zina, whether the sin may be robbing, whether the sin may be shirk, but if a person truly repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he dies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sin. Whereas in Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 48, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He may forgive a sin if He pleases, any sin if He pleases, except for the sin of shirk. So in the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the biggest sin in Islam, that is shirk. If a person dies in the state of shirk, that is disbelief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive him, and his abode, it will be the hellfire. But if a person, he's a Muslim, and this person, he dies in the state of iman, but he has, for example, drank alcohol, and he didn't repent for the sin in the life of this world, and he died without repenting. So on the day of judgment, if Allah pleases, Allah may forgive him. And perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes other deeds of his that are righteous. For example, he may be offering the tahajjud prayer. So because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive his sin. It is Allah's prerogative. Similarly, if a person does zina and does not repent and he dies, if Allah pleases, Allah may forgive. So any sin besides the sin of shirk, if a person does not repent for it, Allah may forgive. But the sin of shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive. So this is crystal clear. Whereas in Surah Az-Zumur, chapter number 39, verse 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He will forgive any sin as long as a person truly repents. So there is no contradiction between the two verses. So for example, if a person commits the sin of zina and he truly repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. If a person cheats and he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly, sincerely, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. Even if a person commits the biggest sin in Islam, that is shirk, and if he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before dying, before the sakratul maut, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his repentance. And for repentance to be accepted, there are basically five criteria. The first is, stop the sin that you are doing. The second is that do not repeat the sin again. The third is that repent for the sin that you have done. The fourth is repay it if you can repay it. And the fifth is that make a strong resolution that you will not do the sin again. These are basically five criteria for repentance. So if you want your tawbah to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should accept these five, you should fulfill these five criteria. So if you have robbed something from someone, if you can repay it, you should repay it to this person. So whatever sin an individual does, if he truly repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive this person. So these two verses of the glorious Quran, they do not contradict with each other, and no two verses of the glorious Quran will ever contradict with each other. The glorious Quran, it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is free from errors. It is free from contradictions.